Okay, that's Owl City hot air balloon time now, 11:20 a.m. Kate Kelly here with you on this fantastic Wednesday hump day, ladies and gentlemen. It is also Administrative Professionals Day. So I just want to shout out to all those administrative professionals out there. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for making things happen, for making those wheels turn, for making everything happen behind the scenes, and for making our businesses, organizations, and government agencies what they are today. We know who really does the work. Well, it's time for Kate's Corner. I am here and I am privileged to be with Dr. Dan Webers. He is the superintendent of the Chillicothe R2 School District, which includes the Grand River Technical School. And I got a chance to go out there and talk to those ladies out there yesterday. They were a joy. They were fun. Hi. So, Dr. Webers, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, and I feel privileged to actually be on Kate's Corner today. I've had a few minutes here to enjoy what you do, and I listen to you on the radio, and I think it's outstanding what you're able to do, and enjoy listening to you on the radio, and I can't believe I'm actually here on Kate's Corner
today.
That's
so kind. Okay, it's not going to be a Kate's crying moment, let me tell you.
No.
You know me, I have those mic. I mean, I keep tissues in here, just, you know, if people only knew. Thank you so much. There's so much to talk about today. I mean, first, I really want to jump in to say that I am so impressed, and I am at the school district here. I mean, I guess I'm lucky that people are not listening in Las Vegas. At least I hope they're not. But the level of education that is given here in Chillicothe and in the R2 schools are way beyond what we ever had in Las Vegas. And it's dealing with the students here, working with the seniors this past after prom party. I was so impressed. Dan, well, I was so impressed.
I attribute that to a couple things. First, we have amazing employees in the Chillicothe R2 School District mm-hmm. and at Grand River Technical School that do amazing things with our students and getting them involved. In addition, our parents are top-notch in this community. They get their kids involved. They make sure they're at their activities. They have what they need to be successful. And finally, the ones that make us come to work every day, or the reason we come to work today or every day, are the students of our school district. And we have some great students. I was telling you earlier, I went through some scholarship applications the other day, and I was just impressed with future plans. And I know you're going to have to do a lot of preparation, and your work in high school was needed to be prepared to do those things. So, you know, our parents, our community, our teachers, and our kids are top-notch here in Chillicothe, and I'm so pleased to be the superintendent of this school district.
You should be absolutely proud, and they're blessed to have you. They're very blessed to have you as well.
Thank you.
And I think one of the things I put on my post the other day was, I just can't wait to see, because, I mean, I follow some of the students now that I've gotten to know them, so we follow each other on Facebook, and I can't wait to see what they do with their futures and what they do with their lives and what they bring our world, because yes. there's some great things happening.
Yes.
The number
of teachers and nurses and medical professionals and dentists and entrepreneurs and business people, it's amazing, and I hope they can get all of those things accomplished and hopefully move back to Chillicothe.
I hope so.
Make our community even better than what it is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's get to business. Let's start off with some events. What are some of the mm-hmm. events that are coming up and what's happening in the near future?
Well, if your listeners' children are like mine, they're bouncing off the walls, you know it's getting towards the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
I checked before I came in. I think we have 18 days of class left in the 21-22 school year. So we do have a lot of events coming up over the next 3 weeks. And I thought I'd share some of those events with you, Kate.
Sure, I'd love it.
First off, if you're a senior, you're in the class of 2022. We have some big events coming on. May 6th is the senior breakfast. They hold that at the United Methodist Church, and it begins at 9:30 a.m. There also will be a senior assembly that day at noon in the Performing Arts Center, and we have a wonderful opportunity to hand out scholarships to those students and award them or recognize them for their accomplishments during high school. On May 12th in the evening at 7 p.m. is baccalaureate, and then on May 15th, the graduates will walk across the stage and receive their diploma at 3 p.m. at Chillicothe High School. Again, that's on May 15th will be the graduation ceremonies.
Do we know how many are going to be walking this year? Do you have a number?
I think roughly 135 are walking through the ceremony. Don't quote me on that. I know I'm on the radio and everyone's listening, but Mr. Nagel might be not happy with me announcing that number if I'm not right.
Oh, no, it'll be Dan versus Dan.
Yes, we don't need
the
that.
The fight is ending. No, we don't know. we were talking about some other issues. We were talking about the levy issue.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about
sure.
it.
Sure. I'd like to thank the voters of the Chillicothe R2 School District and all of the volunteers who were so wonderful in getting out there and getting the word out to the patrons of our district. Mm-hmm. I was very pleased. Both questions passed for our school district.
Yes.
So question A allows us to borrow the funds to construct an expansion onto Chillicothe Elementary School. So now the work is taking place to secure those bonds and secure those funds into our accounts here in the school district. In addition, we're finishing up the design phase of the architectural process. Mm-hmm. And next fall, we'll be looking for a general contractor, and construction will probably begin in November, is my guess on that new expansion project. With fingers crossed, and as long as supply chain issues remain okay and
right.
everything goes well, we'll be welcoming our new students into that new facility in the fall of 2024.
That's amazing.
Yes, we're very excited.
How much space is being added on?
So that will close Field and Dewey Elementary Schools. Mm-hmm. So we'll have grades 2nd through 5th grade in the new addition.
Huh?
And the old addition, or CES, right now has pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grade. So it will be one elementary school for roughly 750 students.
Wow.
So excited. Yes, to get it all at the North Campus.
That's going to be great. That's fantastic.
Yes.
That is fantastic. And, you know, so what are some of the other summer plans and projects that are going on?
Absolutely.
Because at the graduation, things don't slow down.
No. Everybody asks me if I'm ready for school then. I still come to work the next day. But, yes, we have a lot of things going on. We already talked about the CES expansion project, mm-hmm. and there's a lot that will take place in that process. But we also, the Board of Education and myself, selected a firm to come in and re-turf our football field this summer and respray our track. Half the funds came from extra stimulus or surplus funds we had last year, and we plan on doing the same this summer to get that project paid for. So we're excited to have that finished for our students and athletes to use in our community to be at as well. There's also a long list of projects that principals are getting to us, whether it's, you know, repairing things in classrooms or phone work or computer work or whatever it is, and we're going through all those steps to get those things accomplished this summer. In addition, we started a phase a couple years ago to start replacing our fleet of school buses. We've been replacing two buses a year. So our plan is, again, this summer to have two brand new school buses that we can put on the road to get our kids safely to school.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And, I mean, and I'm sure, you know, these repairs and these plans and these projects, I mean, it's really nonstop. It's something you're dealing with every year. It's just, you know, when one thing finishes, you're kind of picking up from the beginning again.
And it never ends. And then you never know when you get the call early in the morning that the air conditioning unit is down. And, well, if it's warm outside, you got to get it fixed and get it repaired so the kids can be comfortable in their classroom and take those tests or learn the lesson that's being taught that day. So it never ends and it keeps going, but it's fun to see the progress and see our school district get better.
Absolutely. And, you know, and this is something I'm not familiar with yet in this area, but I mean, I know where I came from. There was a big teacher shortage, mm-hmm. and, you know, and it, does that hold true for Chillicothe as well?
It is. It's across the nation right now. We're looking for teachers. We're looking for bus drivers. We're looking for substitute teachers, custodians, kitchen staff. You know, you name it. If the position's open in the district, or if you have that position, we're most likely looking for someone to fill it. So I encourage your listeners who are interested in joining the Chillicothe R2 team to check out the school website. You can't miss it at www.chillicotheschools.org. If you go to that page, a big box will appear. Do you want to apply to work in the Chillicothe R2 district? Click that. You'll see all the positions we have open in our school district. Click on the one you're interested in and fill out the application. And we'll reach out to you real soon.
Now, are there some basic requirements across the board that you're looking for? What are the basic requirements that people need?
So teaching positions do require the training to be an instructor, and then you have to have the correct certification. You know, people go through all kinds of teacher training, but some are specific to just teaching, let's say, high school biology or high school science, where others have a degree that they can teach an elementary classroom that's kindergarten through 8th grade. Mm-hmm. So you have to have the right certification or have the classes taken to get to the process of getting that certification to be ready next school year.
Now, if someone hasn't gone through the educational process to become specifically in education to become a teacher, I got to say a high school teacher or an elementary school teacher. Like, I have a dual master's degree, not in education. I mean, I can obviously teach at a community college or university,
sure.
But if someone was in my position and they wanted to be able to teach, what do they – is there – do they need to go back for an entire degree? Are there certain classes they take? What is
– Yeah, if you are interested in doing that or your listeners are listening or interested in doing that, contact me because there is alternate methods to getting certification. If you have a bachelor's degree, you can take a couple courses and take some tests and you'd be certified to teach for the next school year. So, yeah, if you're in that situation, you've always thought you might want to teach, but maybe your degree's in business and not business education, or it's in science and not science education, reach out. It's not that difficult of a process, and we'd love to have you and work with you to get that done.
That's fantastic. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that may be thinking, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to be able to use my skills and my education and my ability to help grow the youth of our of our city.
Oh, yes.
And I just don't want to go back to have to do another 4 years or do you have another 2 years to back in school again? So you don't have to.
That's correct.
There's alternate routes. So definitely give them a call and find out.
And I might add too, we've struggled a lot to find substitute teachers, and they changed that law a couple of years ago. You used to have 60 credit hours to be a substitute teacher, but now there's a 20-hour training course that you can take through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and that will help you earn your certificate to be a substitute teacher. So if you're looking to maybe pick up a job once or twice a week, or if you want to work all 5 days, it's nice being a substitute because you get to move around to different buildings, different classrooms. So if not that you're going to have a bad experience, but if maybe you took an elementary class and it wasn't your cup of tea, good news, tomorrow you might be at the high school and you might enjoy that much more, and you can be selective in the sub positions.
I have a friend that does that. That's just recently, she just recently retired from the Department of Corrections, and now she's working as a substitute teacher.
Wonderful.
She loves it.
Absolutely.
She loves it. She feels like she's really contributing.
Yes.
You know, to the future of these kids. She loves what she does.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely an option.
They're vital to making the school day work.
And
we encourage people to apply.
And the application for subs is the same process.
Go through that same process. Go to our website. It'll take you directly there. And there's even a line that you click that says, I want to be a substitute teacher. And it takes you right to the application. You fill it out, and you can be a sub.
And it's ChillicotheSchools.org?
That is correct.
Easy peasy. It's
fine. If you have any questions, stop by the office at 2807 Hornet Road or give us a call at 660-646-4566, and we will help you out getting that application completed.
That's fantastic. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be here today. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dan Weber, our superintendent for the Chillicothe R2 School District, it has been my pleasure, my honor to speak with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who does your business call when your devices are on the fritz? Hi, this is Logan from Pinpoint Tech, your locally owned and operated